Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coy with Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here with Shelly.
Hi, Nick.
Shelly is with Swift First Aid, and today we're talking about first aid kits. So, Shelly, when you first walk into a facility, what are you looking for inside those first aid kits?
Well, first off, I want to make sure that the company does have a first aid kit available for their employees. It's important that they have first aid supplies readily available for an employee in case there is an accident. And so I'm looking for a first aid kit that is compliant. OSHA does go off the ANSI standard, and that is the staple of your cabinet, to have your ANSI standards in the cabinet.
So it needs to be readily available, so I can't lock it in the HR office?
Absolutely not.
And what are some of the items that are typically needed inside of a first aid kit? I know every industry is a little different, but what are the basic staples?
The basics that you need to have in your cabinet, for example, are adhesive bandages, strips for finger cuts, or triple antibiotic ointment, your eye wash in case somebody gets burnt. You have to have burn gel, you have to have gauze, you have to have a first aid book, you have to have hand sanitizer, and people don't realize that. There is a standard list that must be in your cabinet, and we want to make sure that you're compliant in those items.
So it's great that you come out and you help set up these cabinets and make sure they have everything,
yes.
But what's the maintenance like of these cabinets? Should they regularly check those cabinets, and what's that inspection period look like for them?
Well, if they're doing it on their own, they need to be maintaining their cabinet on their own, but they can hire a first aid company like us, Swift First Aid, that we come out and we do that service for them at no charge. We will clean their cabinet, make sure the product in the cabinet, none of the products have expired. We keep track of the expiration dates on your product, and just maintain keeping it clean and organized.
You know, I think this is an important piece because often organizations I visit don't have those first aid pieces in place either. So it's just letting the public know and those organizations know that they need to have a kit in place and then make it readily available and maintain that in some fashion.
Absolutely. And I actually can come out to a facility and walk that facility with the safety manager, and we can make sure that they have enough cabinets, or they may have too much and they may have too many, and I can assess that situation with them.
So really it's dependent on the size of the location. It may be one cabinet, maybe 10 cabinets, depending on how large and the type of operations they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So first aid cabinets are one of the services that your company provides. What else in the first aid world do you provide to organizations?
Well, because we are just solely a first aid and safety company, we provide training, first aid and CPR, AED, bloodborne pathogen training for our customers. We give them a good price because they are our customer, and we keep track of those training dates for them to take the pressure off of them. We can take care of that for them. Also, we do eye wash service. We do AED service. We provide respirator fit testing, and all of that is at a very low cost for our customer.
So really you're a one-stop shop for all the medical pieces related to the workplace, from eye wash stations to first aid to respiratory protection.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If anybody was interested in your services, how would they get a hold of you?
They can call me direct. You can reach me at 1-800-642-2752. My extension is 1514.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today about the first aid and the services you provide, and everyone be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.